At the tip of Cape Cod in Provincetown, there will be a mobile COVID testing site open today after an estimated 24 so-called breakthrough COVID cases there. Those are cases in people who are fully vaccinated. State public health data shows 77 people in Massachusetts who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 later died from the virus. More than 4.25 million people in the state are fully vaccinated. Some Provincetown businesses are now requiring patrons to provide proof of vaccination. We spoke with P-Town Town Manager Alex Morse. He noted the increase in cases coincided with a spike in summer tourists.
We know that we started to have some positives late last week at the end of the 4th of July week. And July 4th, this current week, and Carnival week in August are three of the busiest weeks of the season in Provincetown. And we also know we're a community of 3,100 people a year round and upwards of 60,000 people a day in the summer. And so, you know, according to our local medical director of our health center, all of the symptoms of those that have tested positive are quite mild. The vast majority are breakthrough cases. And so even though folks are testing positive, again, the symptoms are very mild. The positivity rate is in line with communities of our size when we think about the magnitude of people here right now. And so we just want to reassure the public, reassure residents and visitors that they can have a good time and be safe here in Provincetown. And, you know, as always, we encourage people to make decisions that feel right for them.
So I just want to break down some of this. You had said that these are breakthrough cases, meaning that these cases were found in people who were vaccinated. Is that right?
Yes.
Do you know if these cases are primarily the Delta variant that we've been hearing about?
We don't yet know enough information about whether or not these cases are the Delta variant. There is some evidence to suggest that it may be. It does require further PCR testing to confirm that.
Do the cases appear to be isolated to any particular event or location at this point, or is it more random?
Not a particular location, and there's no particular event that we can pinpoint at this time. You know, do have a lot of people in a small space. And so, you know, people are making decisions to go out or be in crowded events. And that could certainly be a factor.
You will be having increased testing because of this. Is that right?
Yep. So we have Outer Cape Health Services, which has been doing the vast majority of our testing in town, our local health center. But today we will have a mobile testing van deployed by the Department of Public Health with the state available here in Provincetown for both residents and visitors starting today for the next several days. And also tomorrow, Thursday, we'll have the vaccine bus from the state providing free access to the vaccination.
Is the town or our businesses doing anything to mandate mask usage because of this?
No, we aren't revisiting the mask mandate or any closures or industry restrictions. We do see a number of businesses that are increasingly requesting and requiring their vaccine or proof of vaccination to enter their establishment.
If a business does require a vaccine, that's up to the business. It's not a Provincetown mandate. It would be a business mandate.
Yep. So each business makes their own choice as to whether or not they want to require a vaccine identification to enter their establishment.
Are you thinking about doing that townwide?
We are not considering doing that townwide.
Are you concerned about, you know, the potential effect on tourism of news like this?
Town is packed. I mean, people are ready to get back to their lives. And I think overall, people realize that, you know, we're entering a new normal where we have to learn to live with the virus and manage it the best we can. And so that's what we're doing here in Provincetown. And we assure people that they will continue to have a good time here in town and be safe and, again, make decisions that feel right for them.
Provincetown Manager Alex Morse, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Of course. Thank you.